Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at The Gaslight, the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard, right over there on the hill in St. Louis, Missouri. Come over there, check it out, man. It's just a cool hangout over there. It's a really beautiful facility they have. If you haven't been by, it's a top-notch recording studio attached to a great bar. So if you have a band or you are a solo artist, you can come in to the studio and you can cut some live tracks in front of an audience. The audience is on the other side of the glass in the bar setting. And so even if you're a fan, you can come in and watch one of your favorite bands and then have a cold adult beverage there and hang out. It's just a real neat place. So get involved, check them out. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find everything else at GaslightSTL.com and full listing of events coming up there. So always got a lot of really cool people coming through, national acts as well as all your favorite locals. So get involved and check that out. So also sponsoring this episode is Music Record Shop. They're back, just moved over to a new location on Washington Ave over by right next door to KDHX. So go check them out down there on Washington Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri. New records in every Friday, live in stores, and next one is October 29th. You can come in and see Lucas Jack live in store at Music Record Shop. I follow them online, also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Gabe from Skyburnt White. And I want you to clear your mind. Sit back. Put your feet up. Grab a chinchilla. And get ready to listen to the Rock Paper fucking Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Once I met a man who started out to change the way the world never reciprocated, always turning heads, and so he took a hammer in his hand. He turned to smash the pieces that were left behind. One by one they slowly came, and he watched from afar, to never let the air escape that said he would concede was everything he thought would keep away the same things that he was now. Watch him crawl out of his closets. No matter what you swallow, you just end up wanting more. At least that was the case for her. She somehow always found herself scrubbing away all the tracks. To find a boy and fall in love was all she ever wanted. But hard to say it when she couldn't turn down a request for a number unless it was the only one she never did to anyone that often.
I just want to get you on your knees, to shut up the noise that's piercing. When you suck the life right out of me, it makes dying every day easy. I just want to get you on your knees, to shut up this noise that's piercing. When you suck the life
I'm not
trying to conversate. Trust me, I'm cleaning up the rest of what's left. Thanks for the closure last night. It helped me tremendously. I appreciate it. Not that you should care, but I do nothing I should get.
Life is a highway, I wanna ride it all night long. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah. Rock, paper, podcast, bitch. The champ is here.
Yeah.
The champ is here.
The champ has returned. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley, a Rock Paper Podcast, hanging out today in Gabe Stroop's house.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Listen, I just want everybody to get real close to your speaker.
Yeah.
Right now, because I have something really important that I want to say. And this is from the bottom of my heart.
You're not going to, like, fart in the mic or something?
No. Oh, okay. This is really serious. I need you to take this seriously, Shane.
All right.
All right? Sit up straight.
Sorry.
Posture. Right?
Yep.
I need everybody to get real close. I'm going to get... This is really serious. I just want to say, sincerely, fuck you, Corey Smith. Now we can go on.
Now that that business has been taken care of... That's it. I think that's all we got, right?
Yep.
All
that's right. A wrap.
All right.
See you guys later. 8-time champ.
Suck it, Corey. No, I think we have some other things to talk about, though, too, besides...
Yeah, now I've offended everybody that shouldn't be listening to the rest of it anyway. Let's be honest.
Yeah, now that everybody else tuned out.
I'm sorry. Mom, if you're listening to this one randomly, I'm sorry. I know that was wrong. I love you.
Hi, Mom.
Yep. Hey, Mom.
But yeah, big show, Saturday night. That's why we're here.
Saturday, the 29th of October. I think that's how Mario says October.
Yeah.
I think.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Big show. Homie Halloween Bash. The Skyburnt Whites. The New Lingos. The Discrepancies. The Odoms. The Apollo's Daughters. And the Conquer As They Come. Hosted by the Rock Paper Podcasts.
Yep.
With an apostrophe.
Two S's.
Yep. Two of them. And it's going to be a hell of a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm stoked, man. I'm thrilled to be a part of this.
And I said it to Mario, man, but it's true. But, like, looking at this bill is just crazy to me. Like, it's to see how many of my friends are on this and the caliber of talent, like the fact that arguably anybody could have been a headliner on the show. You guys are all fantastic, and I think one day in the very near future we're all going to look back at this show and be like, holy hell, how do we pull that off where everybody was in the same room together, and it's going to be a wild night, man.
For sure.
But yeah, so $8 Saturday night. I almost said Friday. I don't know why I did that. But Saturday night, and you guys, we got a lot of surprises in store. I know that.
Yeah, we do, Shane.
You will be recording a live music video.
Yeah.
With a couple guys that go by the name of Visionary Media.
Yeah. Couple bros, man bros.
Yeah.
Solid man bros.
Those are bros.
They're going to be there recording some solid video.
Wearing umbros.
Yep. They'll be there lighting it up with the cameras. We've also recruited the help of Logic Systems for the lighting that we have. And we actually have a guy named Aaron Wolf that's going to be programming lights for us and be our lighting tech that night.
Yeah,
basically our lighting director for one night. But he's built a show to go along with every song we have and with our actual set. And we got to actually rehearse with him the other night, and it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, so it you know, we're trying to make it special. On top of that, we just found out last week that it's going to be our bass player Dave's last show.
Yeah.
So, it's a big show, kind of mixed emotion because he's leaving. I mean, we're still going to keep going. We actually already have a temporary bass player in mind that's going to help us just keep going until we figure out something permanent.
Sure.
But, no, it's going to... We're putting everything we have into it. I'm literally doing everything I possibly can to make sure that this is a great show. And when I got the opportunity to put it together, which is the only reason why we're going last, that was kind of the plan before anybody had jumped on. So it's, I mean, like you said, anybody could be headlining. I am obviously just honored to be a part of it. I love all these guys. We say it all the time, and it's the truth. Respect the shit out of each other. The whole night's going to be smooth running because we all love each other. We all know each other. You know, it's just going to be a really fun night. And people are like, you know, some people, especially on the other side of it, like the tech side of it, like, oh my God, you're going to have six bands in there. It's going to be crazy. How are you going to do it? Well, we're just going to fucking do it. Yeah. It's going to happen. It's going to go off without a hitch, and it's going to be fun.
Sure.
But, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a party, man.
It's a stacked bill. There's a lot of things to be excited about with it. And I know, too, that every other band is going to bring it. It's a costume party, too.
Sure.
On top of everything else. So we're a costume. Some people are saying contest. Some people are saying party. We've yet to figure out who's going to direct the contest part of it, if we're going to do that.
Yeah.
But we'll work on that. I think we are going to have a gift basket for prizes. Sure. Kind of figured that out.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
It's going to be a hell of a night.
Yeah, that's the least though. I think, I mean, it's just going to, I don't know. I'm excited about it, man. And again, just honored to be a part of it. If I can, hopefully I don't drag the show down too bad. Hopefully I'm going to try to get up there and keep it entertaining.
Hosted by Shane Presley.
Yeah.
So, you got to pump up the crowd at the beginning.
Yeah.
You're going to be fucking slinging lefts and rights in between bands.
Yep.
Introducing bands. Getting up there.
Bringing the heat.
Boom. Reggie Sanders style.
Yeah. Reggie Sanders style.
Did we just make up something completely? I think
so. Pretty sure it's...
I don't even know who Reggie Sanders is.
Well, we're doing a Reggie Sanders style, though.
I had no athlete in mind. I just made up a name.
Yeah.
Reggie Sanders.
Hey, hashtag Reggie Sanders style on this one.
Reggie Sanders sounds like a dude that I would love to hang out with.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to party with that guy.
Yeah. Sounds like a cool guy. Reg.
Yeah.
What up, Reg?
You already calling him Reg now?
Dude, yeah.
You guys are that tight?
Yeah, dude. He's cool.
We go way back, man.
He's cool, dude. He's a cool man, bro. As definitely. Blake would say.
Yeah. I miss that guy.
Blake Boyster?
Yeah.
Yep.
I haven't seen him around. I miss him.
I know. We've all been so busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a good man, bro. What do they call me? Shane Man, Bro Man, Shane Man?
Bro Man, Shane Man.
Yeah, that's my official nickname.
Which is a hell of a nickname.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people would, pay a lot of money for a nickname like that.
I think it's a great nickname. It's a strong name.
Sure.
Really, lets people know what kind of person they're going to be dealing with.
Definitely. A man.
A bro-man.
Yeah.
A bro-man, chain man.
There's a lot of other little special guests going on and a lot of things to... you're going to want to witness. I think this is going to be a night of a lot of first and things, and it's going to be fun to see it all play out on the stage.
There's so much going on with this show. It's like, it's crazy. Like, I'm so in the mode, like, you've caught me kind of in the mode of, like, it's all happening and it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
So it's still kind of... Like, I'm not going to be able to really relax until, I guess, we hit the stage. You got to try to relax by that point.
Right.
But there's a lot of misses to something like this. And to a lot of people, it's just another show. But for me in particular, like I said, I get to jam out with pretty much all my very best friends in the world. Mm-hmm. In one of my favorite venues in St. Louis, the Firebird. How cool is that, man? Like, we just get to do that.
You know? Yeah, great room. It's gonna be rocking, man. The house. I'm excited because it's just like you're saying. It's a great room, great friends. All of our buddies are gonna be out in the audience, along with on the stage.
Yeah, and
surrounded by love all night.
I can tell you, we're gonna have guest appearances all over the place, all throughout our set, and not just from other bands that are there that night. We also got a surprise. We've got a lot of surprises.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun.
Yep.
So if you like to see any of these bands in particular and would like to see a lot of collaboration at the same time, this is the show. We're all bringing our A game this night. And it's going to be awesome. Not that we don't any other night. But like we were just talking about, not that we're not friends with other bands and we love other bands from St. Louis too. We're all in this together.
Sure.
And like I said, God, I wish we could have a show where everybody could play. Yeah. You can't fit 26 bands,
sure.
On one stage or however many. You know what I'm saying? But on this particular night, I'm happy about the fact that I get to share the stage with these bands. It just so happens that they're all my homies. They're all some of my best friends, and I'm not just making that up either. You can attest to it. We talk almost every single day.
Yeah,
all of us.
Sure. Yeah, and what's cool is I've said a lot, but it's like this is all still fairly new. It's like last couple of years. It's like we've all kind of quickly became real good friends through this music scene, and it's just such a treat to see how many of them have been working hard for that dream and things are paying off. A lot of these, people are everybody's making these music videos and, you know, tour and all this other, whatever, everything else, people are actually out there doing it, you know, and they're making it, making that dream reality and stuff. And that's so exciting for me to see, to like, as a fan and as a friend, to see my friends are actually being successful at this. You know, so many other, you know, a lot of groups, you know, they get out there and they do it for a year or whatever and it fizzles out and they try to find the next thing. But these guys, you know, bands on this bill are making it happen, and that's exciting to see.
Yep. We got Odom, who you should pay attention to because they've been going through a lot of changes, you know, and we know that Corey is not going to be there. I'm not going to touch on that like I have anything, any business talking about it. I'm just saying, like, I love all those guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate that he's not going to be there that night. I love that dude, too. But they're still going to play, and I'm grateful for that. And like I said, you should pay attention to it because they're great musicians. They're still going to put on this show, even though they're going through this change right now. And I know they're going to get some help from some people, and that's something that's going to be cool to see.
Sure.
Itself.
Yeah, it's, you know, honestly, it's one of the sets I'm most excited about seeing, just to see how it's done. You know, like, I know they're calling in some favors from some special guests and things, so I'm excited to see how that goes. This could be the one only time that it happens, so that's the excitement for me about it. Like, it's just to be a part of that night.
Yeah.
We'll see it live instead of on somebody's Facebook video and stuff later.
Yeah. They're awesome guys. Of course, like I said, we're all friends. We love them.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we don't know what the order is going to be yet, but like Apollo's daughter just went through replacing their bass player. They're in the process of it, but Garrett from Discrepancies is going to be playing bass for Apollo's daughter. So that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
To watch that.
You know, honestly, and I said it to him, a lot of people know him as a drummer from Discrepancies. I never knew he played bass until he started playing bass for Discrepancies. But, like, he's a damn good bass player. Like, I always pictured him as a drummer. So that's all I knew him as. And, like, but to see him pick up the bass and rock it, like, man, it was like, damn, this is cool. So, and of course, they, you know, the Mad and Fat Beats, Steve in there, like,
on fire.
Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, I'm thrilled to watch him throw down on some bass for Apollo's daughter as well. So, but yeah, apparently he's, I learned that he started on bass and then went to drums. So, but yeah, I learned a little backstory. I didn't realize that was the case.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, or started a guitar, I guess, and then, but whatever. I'm not sure if it was bass or five string, but anyway, but yeah, Discrepancies adding Fat Beats. I think that was I don't know. It was something totally kind of changed the energy of everything, and like that, their release party was just nuts. Like, that was such an awesome night. All the bands sounded great, and then they just tore the walls down. It was like such a cool night to see those guys, and like, again, just being up on stage and looking like absolute rock stars that they are. Like, you know, like the lighting, the everything, just, so it was all in place and paid off big time for them. And the record is just unreal too. Like,
I mean, going down the line, like Conquerors, they come, the video they just put out.
Yeah.
You know, like, their energy on stage is amazing. And they're really, like I said, they just played with Seven Dust recently. I mean, they're lighting it on fire right now.
Right.
Fucking new lingo. You know, they just, Corey, they just lost Corey. Who, Corey Wilson's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Miss him. This is going to be my first chance, actually, to actually see the new guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't been able to do a whole lot the past couple months between work and having a, well, tomorrow Buckley's going to be 6 months old.
Yeah.
But all these bands are doing really cool stuff. And you know, I was thinking about it today, and there's a lot of things that had to fall in line for me to, you know, do a lot of things with our show that we're doing. And there's a lot of people that really have to be willing to give us their time for not very much money, you know, to do this. And it's cool to be doing stuff like that, putting on a show like this. And really, man, I would go see this show no matter what. There's nothing you could do to keep me away from this show. The fact that we're a part of it's crazy. And it's awesome to look around. Like you said, like, we've been friends for a couple years now, all of us. And it feels like we're making some steps. And, you know, not to just keep saying the same thing, but it feels good to look around at those bands and then also look at what we're doing and be proud of it. And it's really cool that we can all be happy for each other, because one thing that you will not see Saturday, and you won't see really in this scene lately, is jealousy, and is, you know, anything like that. It's not a fucking competition at all.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it's literally us just loving each other, like, and loving our music, being friends, and fucking going up there and dropping it, dude. That's all it is.
Yeah, man.
And that's really cool.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, I've been saying the same thing for a long time, and I just, but it's, I feel like, obviously it's nothing new. We build each other up, you know. It's like, it's, if we all work together in creating something here, and it's working. I don't know, like, there's something to that, to building this community, you know.
Yeah.
And when it's not even just the bands, it's the fans, it's the, you're talking about the light guys and the, you know, all the other people that are behind the scenes, we all have to work together and build this as a community, though, and where, you know, we are really making strides and creating something here, and it's exciting to see. And but yeah, you know, it's like, it's I don't know, I never understood the you know, the battle mentalities and all that kind of things, where they're putting people against each other. Let's just throw one hell of a party and have a great time, and
yeah,
and that's what it's about. So.
I mean, dude, you know, we're going last on Saturday, you know, and I will tell you right now, in all honesty, like, one of the biggest reasons why I'm working so hard, you know, to make sure that we're on top of our game and to make it a big night, is because for me to ask those bands to play before me, like, if I don't bust my ass, and if we don't, I mean, hey, dude, we might fall on our face and fail.
Right.
And if we do, though, I'm not going to, like, I'm going to be disappointed as fuck. Don't get me wrong. But it's not going to be because we didn't try.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I would feel like we would disrespect them if we didn't try real hard to just make sure it was a good night. But you know, on that note, it's not, we're not going last because, oh, Skybert White's going last and they should go last. No, fuck that shit.
Right.
Like, if anybody, any one of these bands was headlining and asked me to open the show, I'd do it in a heartbeat. And I think all of us feel that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody's like, you know, it just doesn't matter. We're going to be there and tear the house down.
Yeah. I think it's going to, I think it will help elevate your show, having everybody, and in fact, you know, everybody bringing it before you. I think it's only going to make you realize that, you know, we gotta, this is it, you know, we gotta step up this show. I mean, not that you don't every show, but it's just, there's something about it, like, you know, to really just putting your all out there, especially after you watched five other bands do the same on stage. So now you're like,
and I know Discrepancies is bringing the heat, too.
Yeah.
And that's fine, because I'm going to be cheering him on and probably trying to steal Addison's guitars while he's playing.
Yeah. At least, you know, at least go up and squeeze his butt or something.
That'd be Jeremy Hodge.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Jeremy and Josh have the crush on Addison and Blake.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great night, dude.
Yeah. That's another, man, that was another big surprise with that discrepancies record, was learning that Addison can sing like that. Like, I never, you know, he didn't sing it on the EP and stuff, and like, but like, when I put on the album, and especially at the show too, I was like, damn. And I'm sure he's, a lot of people have been saying it, you know, but yeah, it took us all by surprise that I didn't realize that he had the, could sing like that.
Yeah, man, he's something else.
Yep.
They all are.
Yeah.
Those guys, the first time I played with them was one of the first Scabbert White shows, and it had been like 2 years since I'd played a show because Sick Love broke up, and then it took a while to get Skyburnt White going, you know? So they were nice right off the bat. I mean, Maddie actually was the first one to come up and talk to us afterwards. Yeah. But I've always been friends with them since I've, you know, and that was right about the time they started too. That was right when they went on their first tour.
Right.
So it's just really cool. I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah, it's really cool.
Sure.
And, well, Addison. Him in particular, yeah, that dude. I mean, like I said, all those guys. ATG, I mean, Garrett. I got to tech for Addison at that show. And yes, I'm bragging about it, motherfuckers. Because you would, too, if you're friends with them, because they're fucking cool. I'm honored to be friends with those dudes and hang out with them. And, you know, we had them down for a show in St. Clair, our hometown, and stayed up till 5 in the morning with them, just talking, you know, hanging out, just talking, of course, playing Chinese checkers, nothing else. But
like you do.
Right. But, no, it was just, you know, one of the coolest things I've ever done was being on stage with ATG. That was so cool, because I love what he does. I can't really rap at all, you know. I wish I could.
Yeah.
Because I actually grew up listening to some rap music sometimes. I mean, we're talking DC Talk, Christian rap. Right. And some people want to kick me for saying that, because that ain't rap music. Yes, it fucking is. Because Stone Cold said so.
Yeah.
But, no. It was really cool. So, on that note, you're going to see ATG with us. I'll give that away.
Yeah.
And you'll also see Addison with us, but I'll leave it. You got to be there to see what he's actually going to be doing. If he's going to be playing guitar, what he's going to be doing.
Cowbell.
Yep.
I always said for years that Skyburn White needed more cowbells.
Lacey's going to be with us.
Yeah.
From Apollo's Daughter. I'm kind of giving some of this away.
Right.
But maybe it'll help people show up, possibly.
Yeah. I think so. I think it'll be exciting.
Some fucking asshole named Joe from New Lingo.
Yeah.
Is going to be, singing with me. And there's some more surprises. I don't want to give away everything.
Right.
But yes, there's more.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped. It's gonna be fun. So you got a little taste of that at that release. You got to jump up there and sing at that discrepancy show, right?
Yeah, like I said, I got to sing.
Yeah,
and fucking be up there with ATG while he was doing his thing.
Yeah, man,
that's, dude, he's lights out, man.
Yeah. So it'll be a nice little be able to reunite on the stage again. And
yeah, and Fat Beats, be up there with him.
Yeah.
Love those guys. I love, a lot of people may not know this too, a little bit of trivia, but there's actually three bands from Washington, Missouri on the bill.
Yeah.
Conquer As They Come, us, Skyburnt White, which, like I said, we grew up in St. Clair, but I call Washington our home base now, really. Right. And New Lingo, that's where really they're from too.
Sure.
Washington, technically.
Right. Kinda. Yeah, I think that I recorded out here in Washington with Conquer As They Come a little while back, and like and that's when I learned that they were from the area as well. But Yeah, it is kind of crazy that how much rock music's coming out of this part of the town right now.
It's crazy we didn't. I mean, well, I say we. I know they knew each other, but I think they would say I'm right when I say that we, like, they didn't really talk either up until a couple years ago. Like, just in the past few years, we just all started.
Sure.
I mean, like, and also, too, like, System Slave, you know, One Day, fucking Midnight Hour. Those guys, oh my God, love those guys.
Yeah.
Awesome dudes. Always super fucking nice to me. And, yeah, I just love that, you know? I love, especially when it's like a fucking just heavy-ass band like they are, and they're just so badass, and they're just up there just fucking playing this crazy-ass music.
Right.
And then, like, Josh fucking left me $20 at the last show we played with them. Because he watched our set, but he had to leave, like, right afterwards. And he just left $20 and, like, bought a shirt or something and said, hey, tell Gabe I love him. See ya.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
He's a super good dude, man. He bought, when I made those shirts, he bought two of them. So that meant a lot to me that, you know, that that he wanted to support what I was doing, too, and as much as I want to support what he's doing. So, like, it... That really went a long way for me. It meant a lot to feel that love from him. Yeah. But, yeah, really really great dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he happens to be a badass guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what else has been going on?
I don't know.
Fucking Evan.
Fucking Evan.
And For the Birds. You need to talk to Evan about For the Birds.
Yeah. Hey, man, he knows where I'm at.
You haven't interviewed him about that, have you?
No.
Did you do Maiden Waves?
Yeah, him and Jonathan sat in on we did a Maiden Waves episode, yeah.
Yeah, like, you did.
Like
I remember
two,
that.
Like 2 years ago or
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah, I'm up for a For the Birds episode.
Evan's a great dude.
Definitely, man. Yeah, he's a homie for sure.
Aaron, Shay, we hope you feel better soon.
Yeah.
Ma'am. Our hearts go out to you.
Right.
It sucks you're in that accident. I saw that car.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah. Looks like a fucking accordion.
Right.
Just, you know?
Yeah, you were, that was the day before you were on her show, right? That was the...
Pretty sure she got into an accident. Or it was the next day, yeah.
Yeah, so you were on her show on Friday and then Saturday was...
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
Missed the Isabella show last week. I did.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make it either.
But I got called into work. So. That happens a lot.
Yeah, but I definitely, I do want to pick up that record. I haven't got a hold of that one yet. But those guys, man, they're quickly making a name for themselves here, too. I know they're... Is it Rolla area, right?
Cape.
Or Cape, yeah. There you go. And then, being out of town, they're definitely getting themselves established here in the St. Louis music scene. But yeah, they're badass, man. They're great. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what happens with them with their new record now.
Yeah.
With Matt Amelone.
Yeah.
So. Another guy, man, just cranking out some hits, man. Just,
he's knocking him out of the park.
Yeah.
Dan Marcel is not doing too bad either for himself.
Yeah.
He did for the city.
Yeah.
Wiley and the boys. And I heard something he did for Evan and Chris, too. Like an acoustic song. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Acoustic?
Yeah, acoustic. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff going on right now.
For sure, man. Yep, exciting times to be a part of the St. Louis music scene right now.
I feel like we were just talking to each other and not...
We are.
As if we were on the show
nobody's
for a
listening.
Long time
now. Nobody's listening.
If you're still there, why? Ask yourself. Look yourself in the eye. Or if you're driving, pull over. I'll wait.
Yep.
Go ahead. Gary, pull over. Gary, I know you're listening because you listen to all of these, and you're going to listen to this just to try and troll me about something later. So pull over. All right. Now look yourself in the eye, in the rearview mirror, or the mirror, wherever you're at, and ask yourself why you're still listening to this podcast. What bad decisions have you made that led you to this moment? Huh?
Yeah.
Why you punish yourself like
this? It's a lot to take in right there. A lot to think about.
Big show on the 29th.
Yeah. But yeah, man.
Can we play a song right now?
We can play whatever, man.
So, I'm going to play some stuff that isn't finished. Because some of this stuff ends up never seeing the light of day, right? Like, we're kind of talking, like, Dave is leaving the band, which is very sad. And we are going to miss Dave. Gravy did a lot for us, and he put a lot of hard work, right? But with a new phase comes a new opportunity to kind of, you know, set our course even more, you know, and creatively this direction that I've kind of seen us going in, right? And, it's just going to be cool to bring somebody in, you know, and now we're going to be able to kind of shift gears and learn some new stuff. Maybe that hasn't, like I said, that's been sitting here just waiting. So, normally I would play other band songs, of course, since I'm hanging out with you. I think it's only right that we just play my shit tonight. Because there are six bands on this bill and we can't play, I mean, six songs, right? I mean, we could, sure. But you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so what's one you want to play?
We probably opened with one. And it's not going to be one of those. this song will be called. This is called Victory.
All right.
And this is to kind of do the old musician thing and explain some things here. This is just raw, like home studio, like with the drum loop. Me, just laying shit down. So this is just untouched, not professionally mixed, nothing like that. This just kind of gives you an opportunity to see where it starts. And then when we actually do it as a band, it'll be kind of cool. In particular for you.
Yeah.
You know, I think. Because you'll have on, you know, be able to go back and say, hey, this, you know. And you can remind me that I did this because I'll completely forget.
kind of a glimpse behind the curtain kind of thing, man. I got to kind of see the inner workings of what's going on. And
yeah. Behind the curtain of Skyburnt White.
Yeah.
Oz is just a fucking, like, balding dude.
Yeah.
That hides away in his dark studio with his cat.
Right.
And just mixes chemicals musically. That's all it is.
Well, here's,
Victory.
Here's Victory.
Yeah.
Staring back at me. Now.
Back on?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you sure we're on?
No.
Can you hear me?
No.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Alright.
We're on now.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Some good shit.
It wasn't bad. I don't think.
I mean, if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. The first song that you heard on this podcast, if you're listening to it, was actually Glam Rock is the track. And you can find that on our bonus edition, special edition of the Exit Strategies album.
Yeah. Available Saturday, right?
Yeah, we're going to have it available Saturday. It's the Ink Spot special edition. It's got the artwork from Matt and Nicole on it. From the Ink Spot Tattoo Shop.
From the release party?
Yes. It's on the cover.
Yeah. Very cool.
So, you know, you have that. And then, again, that last song was Victory. I don't know what we're going to play last to close out yet.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I it's exciting to think about, though, just what this next record might have in store for you guys and stuff.
Well, some of it's going to be stuff like that, like the last song, that is pretty well ready to go, you know? And Mario actually has a song that we just haven't ever written to. He's had it forever.
Yeah.
And we definitely have to put that together. But besides that, I've got a lot more things ready that I want to try. And probably some that won't make it this time that might have to wait. By that time, there'll probably be more. I mean, it's just an always thing.
Sure.
Always changing thing.
Yeah. I was talking to Cavo when we recorded that 300th episode. And they were telling me when they went to go make that record that they had something like 60-something songs that they had were working on and stuff.
Yeah.
And they narrowed it down to, I think 12 or something on that record. Whatever. I think that's right. But anyway, just crazy to think about that they had to, they kind of listened to 60 different songs and picked these are the 12 that are good enough to make this record or whatever, and the next rest will revisit when it goes to the next record and stuff. So it's crazy to think about that, though. I don't know. I just, like, it was kind of cool to kind of get the, again, behind the scenes for them to what's going on in their process. And but yeah, 60 songs seems like a lot. And to, but yeah, I don't know. It's cool. I think it's be exciting to see what your next record shapes up like.
It's got a lot of different sounds.
Yeah. I think that's important, though. I think, I don't know, I get bored when the shit all starts out and the sound the same, you know. I like, even if it's very drastic difference, I still enjoy that variety.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't really try, you know, to write songs. Like, it sounds really weird. I don't try to write songs, but I really don't. Like, I just do it, you know? But subconsciously, I think that I like to make sure that it doesn't always sound the same, you know, as much as I can. And maybe, and I'm sure there's people that think our music does sound the same a lot, and that's fine. But I don't think so.
Yeah.
For what it's worth.
Right. What, do you have an idea of a goal you guys are shooting for another release, or how, what do you guys have in store for that?
Well, yeah, we have plans to basically record a couple songs this winter, and the long-term goal, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, is we want to record an album with Amelung. As far as recording goes, that's going to take some money, and we've got some different avenues to go about that, but it's going to take some time. So we want to keep going, and we're actually, there's a show that's a brewing at the moment. It's not completely confirmed yet, but it's probably going to be for the city. I keep saying fur. You hear that? Fur the city.
I said Washington.
Fur the city. Yeah. Mon Streets Manhattan, Inimical Drive, us, and probably somebody else. That's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
You know. But going forward, like I said, we want to record because we have so much material. And we want to be smart about it. We don't want to overwhelm everybody and just waste it either, because we just put out 13 songs. You know, right. I know it seems like it's been a while since we put out some music, and it definitely has. I mean, we're right now in the set. I mean, there's a couple times last summer where we only played two songs that were on the album.
Yeah.
And we played hour-long sets a lot this summer. Right. So it's like, you know, think about that. How much new music do we already have? So it's,
we got to record. You know, so that's what we're gonna do. And the long term goal for right now is to keep grinding. When we can get out of town, we're going to. But we're gonna make sure that every time we have a show, you know, it's a great show, and just put our all into it. And we like I said, there is a long term goal. I mean, the long term goal is to be on the road. I want to.
Yeah.
My long term goal is to play festivals, because I've seen the backside of it now, you know. And I would love to do that
for sure, man.
You know, for a lot of people, especially that do it, you know. Oh, why would you want to do that? I don't know. I just do. Always have. I just want to. I want to play for thousands of people a day, you know.
Yeah.
That's my long-term goal. But it's going to take time.
Well,
that's
all right. It seems like the people that go to those shows also, depending on the festival, I mean, but, you know, you're going to have a huge crowd, but they're all music lovers, you know. They're all there because they love the people and they love the music, and that's that's the best part about it. You know, it's not just showing up and playing a bar where people happen to be hanging out at or whatever it is. You're there for people that just are there for some good music and stuff. So
it's definitely a captive audience. Yeah,
right. So yeah, that'd be that'd be fun. So so we mentioned shooting the video. I think that'll be really great for you guys to have the, you know, especially to show what you guys are capable of doing and getting a nice video out there to pass around to those festivals and stuff, to be like, hey, look, here's a good example of what we got at our live show and stuff, and hopefully that'll help out. You guys, you did put on Facebook, opened up to suggestions of what songs. Have you made the decision? Are you still
no
thinking about it?
Yeah, the decision has not been made.
Yeah.
My thought process on it is just like, When I'm Done would be cool, but part of me feels like everybody's heard that already. But gotta keep in mind, and probably too, people that are actually listening to this I'm friends with already, and they already get this, of course. Don't have to tell them, but you know, we as a band might feel like everybody's heard it, but not everybody's heard it,
right?
Because we don't have hundreds of people showing up to our shows right now.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if that's something that's resonating, and if that's something that you know, the local show Cornbread is fucking awesome to us, and he plays that quite a bit, and it's so awesome. That's something that was a dream of mine forever, and to finally be to the point where, you know, he kind of gives us the seal of approval, you know. And he would tell you that, oh, I mean nothing and this doesn't mean anything, but it does.
Sure.
It means something to me.
Yeah, it means, you know, something, I mean, to us. Yeah, definitely.
So if, you know, if that's what we should do, then we're going to do that, you know?
Yeah.
We're excited about new stuff. You know, there's a lot of songs on the album, but I'm kind of leaning towards maybe When I'm Done.
Yeah. Well, I think, it's you're not alone there. There's a lot of bands, you know, you look at even a lot of the bands that struck big with a song and stuff, and that, you know, became the single. Like, a lot of times it took them, you know, several years of playing it out and, you know, being on the CD for a while before it, you know, finally kicked into where radio started playing and people started hearing and everything else, and it continued to grow from there. But it's like, you know, there's sometimes it's not just putting it out there and then it all, you know, takes off by itself. It's sometimes it takes even several years of playing. So hopefully that video will open up a new, if that's the case, if that's the song you choose to play or whatever, but if that gets it out to another, you know, group of new fans and or whatever, you know, I think it only can benefit.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. It is something about the video, like, you know, we were talking about our friends and, you know, discrepancies as two videos, and Neolingo's got two real good music videos out there lately from their new records, Violent Shakes and Part of Me, and then the Conquer as a Come video for Make Believe. But, like, those are getting a lot of really good attention for them, and I think there's something about... something about that. I mean, you can have these songs out there and stuff, but something about a video where people can kind of click play on YouTube and link and see you guys and hear and everything else. And
yeah,
you can say listen to the song all you want, but for whatever reason, when you have the video, the visuals to go with it, people seem to be a lot more excited about it.
Yeah, Discrepancies and Conquer as They Come and Neolingo, especially, they're all doing it right. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they're pulling more right strings than we are right now. I mean, they're killing it, dude. But, and another thing that's cool about that is that, you know, if one of us is doing something, we all talk to each other. And it's, again, it's not like a competition kind of thing. Like, I know I could tell you who did all those videos.
Sure.
I could tell you how much it cost them. You know what I mean? Because there's no secrets.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, I tell Garrett a lot that I respect, because he does have a great business mind. Like, I respect that about him. And, he's a young guy, but he, you know, even I, like, will just bounce shit off him. Now, I didn't mean to say, but, like, just surprising myself, like, that I would even worry about shit like that. But he's great to bounce stuff off of, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's again, going back to community, that's what, you know, we all have to help and benefit each other. I mean, we all have learned from various mistakes, and we it's good to pass that knowledge on, regardless of where you're at in this, you know, scene. If you've been doing it for 2 years or 10 years or whatever, you know, we all learn from various things, and it's good to pass that on to the next person and be like, hey, here's, this worked for us, you know, you can try that. And but yeah, I think that's key.
Even, and it's just the bands on this bill either, like, the guys in Fivefold have been really great, like, the past 6 months especially. Matt Benny, Coco, I mean, all the guys, really, but those guys in particular have, like, went out of their way to, like, spend time with us. And Matt, actually, there's a song that we're playing called Awakening, that it was, like, kind of the song we just played. Came out of the studio at first, and then we were jamming it out, and it changed a little bit. And then he came down one day and actually helped us think about it a little bit differently. Kind of, I mean, he's a great producer. I don't know if he realizes it or not, but he really is. And he's got a great mind for it. But that was really cool. I mean, they're going to be, they have a show that they're going to be doing that's out of town, or else I'm sure they'd be there too. But, you know, like, on that note as well, and I've told them this, and they know, like, it is cool to see those guys on that level, you know, pay attention to the bands that are trying and the bands that are, you know, and us being able to bounce stuff off them. Because really, I mean, honestly, we say it all the time, like, nobody's better than anybody else. I mean, we all try to be the best that we can be, you know, but it's not about being better than anybody else. You got to be able to capitalize on your opportunities when you have them. That's on your band. You know what I mean? But it's not about, you know, degrading somebody else. It's not about putting somebody else down. It's not about hiding stuff from other bands and shit like that. And it's just really cool to be a part of a scene where, like I said, you know, everybody from the new bands, you know, that I am in contact with, I've had experience with lately, to the bands that I have known for years and respect, like Fivefold. It's like everybody's helping each other right now.
Yeah.
You know, if you want help, if you're a genuine good person, and you're reaching out, there's a community here, you know, and there's lots of them. Like we said, you know, we're in a town that's so fucking weird that you can have in the same venue two different bands from St. Louis sell the place out, and the two bands won't know each other.
Right.
It's fucking crazy. But that's how weird our scene is.
Sure.
But they're, you know, like I said, everybody I have contact with and everybody that I know, the vibe's been great.
Yeah, man. So Saturday night, come vibe with us. Come hang out. Experience.
2-9. Hosted by... You're killing me, Shane.
What? I was trying to figure out who's hosting it.
So. Saturday, October 29th.
Whoa.
Live from the Firebird.
I was trying to figure out what you're doing. And I don't know if this is Christopher Walken or Bill Cosby. Or
this is just me being fucking stupid.
Bill Cosby doing a Christopher Walken.
Presented by Wonder Mog Productions. Johnny the French.
Is that what Reggie Sanders sounds like?
Yeah. Yes. John French, Orange Mark Productions, thanks very much for giving me the opportunity to put this show together, sir. You did a good job. I appreciate you.
Yep.
Appreciate you. Mario, fucking hate you.
Just have to get that out there.
Who else would be actually listening to this? Mom, I love you. Let's see. We said Aaron, hope you feel better. Andrew Van Dyke, your beard is glorious.
I think
Patrick Scheel, you're a cool dude, but I think that if we were in the woods or something, you would like kill something, like kill the shit out of something and like gut the fuck out of it. And I'd be like, whoa, dude. And it's so crazy because, like, when I first met him, I did not picture that at all. I'm not like, I mean, he's a fucking awesome dude. You know what I mean? But when you, like, see him on stage, like, rocking out, and it's so cool to, like, actually, like, know about him now. And, like, you see him, like, in the woods and shit. You know? Right. That's pretty cool.
He's a country boy.
And he's a hell of a singer, too. Hell of a front man, too.
Yeah.
It's really fucking, that band is just... That's just stupid. You guys are stupid. But I love you.
That is something I kind of talked about with them on their episode was, you know, adding Pat to that group and having, him being a vocalist as well and having both of those guys, growling on some stuff because they both are great singers. So I'm excited to see what their next sounds.
You said great singers.
They're doing some singing.
They are.
It's Washington, man. It's Red. Woo!
My Legacy, My Ghost, they're out for a little bit. They'll be back, though. City of Park, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of change is happening right now, too. So, like us, Dave's gone, you know, sure. After this show. Which sucks.
Constantly evolving.
We mentioned everybody else going through all their changes. Just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It was a nice little period of time, you know? Like, just the way everything has been. But I feel like with these changes, we're all kind of taking steps, too. And I feel like it's not going to get worse. It's going to get better. I feel like it's just a shift. Yeah. Now it's time to just keep going, you know?
Definitely, man. Well. Saturday night. Come hang out. Firebird, $8.
Biggest potty of the year.
Yeah. Biggest potty.
Hosted by Shane Presley.
Reggie Sanders. Podcast, he's going to be there.
Along with Reggie Sanders.
Yep.
And what they're going to do is they're going to introduce the bands. There's going to be a costume contest. There's going to be Fat Beats dressed up like Harambe.
That's a fact.
Did you see ATG Chewbacca? That was fucking awesome. You got it, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta see it. It's hilarious. Anyway, hosted by Rock Paper Podcast,
What are the bands?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Who?
You got Odom.
Apollo's daughter.
Apollo's...
Is that one?
Are you sure it's not Apollo's son?
I think maybe.
And they're recording with Matt Amelung right now.
Yeah?
By the way. I don't know if we talked enough about them, but we should because they're awesome.
Definitely.
They're going... Finding a new bass player soon, but old Shribes, he's a pretty good dude.
Yeah. And
also, I like to talk good about him because he's got an arcade in his garage.
He's like literally like half the man he used to be now.
He is.
It's crazy.
He is.
At that discrepancies party, I almost didn't recognize him. I was like, holy shit, man. But he's lost a lot of weight and looks good. I'm happy for him.
I'm happy for him, too.
Yep. I need to figure out that secret.
You know what? I don't think so. I think you look great.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
I'm not fucking finding any secrets anytime soon. Y'all yeah. fuckers are stuck with me.
Right. All right, man. Well, we're going to close this out with one more, right?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah?
What did we just do?
We did Victory and Glam Rock, which everybody loved and enjoyed.
You know what I want to do to end it?
What do you want to do? You want to do a remix of all six bands at the same time? And
I want to do a sick love song. Avalanche.
All right, now we're talking.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
That song. That was a bad night.
Yeah.
that song was written on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Frank had the riff. And I just had the beginning of the verse part. Like, found me on the. You know that part? So that's all I really had. And then one night we rented this cabin, and it was up in the fucking woods in Stillville, and it snowed like real bad. So we're in this fucking cabin. A bunch of shit was going on in my life at the time. And Frank brought all tea candles, and so he turned off all the lights, put all these candles up, and they start playing this music. And we had, like, structured it out by that point. So, like, figured out where all the hits were going to happen for the most part. And I just wrote the rest of it. And that's basically the story.
Yeah.
But I just remember, like, being in that room and that atmosphere that was really fucking cool. With Danny and Dill. And old Frankie.
Yeah.
And then old fucking... Skank-ass niece of Tweety came up to the cabin. Somehow she got there that night. And we all played beer pong, where instead of beer, we were drinking Ten High whiskey. And it was a great night.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's,
shout out to Nisa.
Yeah. And Frank.
Yep.
I like that guy.
Ballpark. Old Frankie Frosted Tips.
Yep.
And old Dano. No Dilio.
All right, yeah. So here's Avalanche.
Yep. We'll see you Saturday, bitches.
Yeah.
We love you.
Love you. Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's fucking 2:35 in the damn morning.
Yep.
You kept me up till 2:35?
Yeah.
My roommates are going to be pissed.
Right.
I gotta check on Buckley.
Yep.
All right. I love you.
I love you. I love you, Dad.
Oh, yeah. One more thing.
Okay.
Fuck you, Corey.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
All right. Me on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.